弟兄姐妹们平安。我们今年暑假主日信息的主题是二人成为一体。
This summer Sunday sermon theme is to become one.
几周前我们从创世纪第二章看到婚姻是神所设立的。
A few weeks ago we saw that from Genesis 2 that marriage is not only designed by God, but that is,
而且在所有人际关系当中，夫妻关系是最亲密又是最重要的。
But that of all the relationships among humans, the husband and wife relationship is the most intimate and the most important of them all.
既然如此，配偶的选择就必须十分的慎重。
Therefore, we need to choose our marriage partners extremely carefully.
那根据什么原则来选择配偶呢？
So what type of criteria should you use to choose your marriage partner?
很多讲交友和婚姻的书都列出了一些实际的建议，很有参考价值。
Many relationship books regarding marriage lay out very practical advice, which is also very useful.
而在圣经中，在配偶的选择上，神并没有规定太多。
And even in the Bible, when discussing how to choose a marriage partner, God does not demand many requirements.
只有一个规定，神讲得非常清楚，而且一再重复强调。
However, there is one requirement that God does make clear for all of us, and is repeated over and over.
那就是属神的子民在嫁娶的时候，只可以考虑相信敬畏神的人。
That is, when we as God's people are considering marriage partners, our future spouses should also be believers.
我知道我们绝大多数今天在座的都不是出于基督徒的家庭。
However, I know that among all of us, not all of us have come from Christian backgrounds or were born into Christian families.
所以神的这个规定在我们成长的过程当中是完全陌生的事情。
Therefore, this regulation that God demands may seem very foreign to us.
虽然如今信主了，可能还是不太明白这个规定是否必要。
And even though we are believers of Christ, we may not necessarily understand the importance or necessity of why God has stipulated this requirement.
是只供人参考呢，还是绝对的重要？
Is this merely a suggestion or is this an absolute requirement?
那对于我们当中还是单身的人来说，
For single people, once you decide to, especially for single people,
一旦接受这个规定，就等于把生活圈中 90% 以上的适婚对象给划出去了，这个风险很大。
Once you decide to accept this requirement of God, this means that you'll probably eliminate 90% of those who may be eligible as your future spouse.
那如果我们在座有基督徒和非基督徒是男女朋友的，可能更会很不服气的问，神真的不允许我们和基督徒结婚吗？
And if among you there are Christians who are dating non-Christians, you might even more indignantly ask, does God really stipulate that we are not allowed to marry our non-Christian significant other?
所以我们今天谈这个题目真的可能会让不少人听了很不舒服。
Therefore, our discussion of today's theme may lead a lot of you to feel very uncomfortable.
但是如果我们相信合神心意的生活才是最蒙福的生活，就让我们很谦卑的静下心来看看神在圣经中怎么说，他为什么如此说。
However, if we believe that aligning ourselves with God's heart will provide the most blessed life, then we need to come with a humble heart to see what God says about this topic in the Bible and why he requires this.
这不只是对未婚的男女很重要，对于已婚的夫妇也很重要。
This topic is not only relevant for those who are planning on getting married in the future, but also important for those who are already married.
因为我们自己有了清楚的认识，才能引导我们的孩子从小建立正确的观念。
Because those who are married must themselves clearly understand these principles in order to provide their children with an accurate picture of this topic.
今天我用的主要经文是尼希米记十三章。
Today, I will primarily use Nehemiah chapter 13 to discuss this theme.
让我先简单讲一下历史背景。
Let me first quickly go over the historical background of this chapter.
在公元前2000多年，当世界所有的民族都远离真神，跪拜各样的偶像和鬼神的时候，亚伯拉罕回应了神的呼召来专一跟随他。
Around 2000 BC, when many nations of the world were far from the true God, worshipping their own idols and spirits, Abraham responded to God's calling to follow.
那以色列的民族就从他而出。
As a result, the nation of Israel originated from him.
后来以色列人在埃及住了差不多400多年。
Later, the Israelites lived in Egypt for about 400 or so years.
神在公元前1500年左右使用摩西带领他们脱离奴役出了埃及。
In around 1500 BC, God used Moses to deliver the Israelites from slavery and lead them out of Egypt.
神颁布律法，叫他们遵守，来过合神心意的生活。
He also gave them law to follow in order that their lives be pleasing to God.
其中一个神清楚颁布的律法，就是要求神的子民不要嫁娶不相信神的人。
One of the laws that God particularly commanded to his people is that they should not marry those who do not believe in God.
后来以色列民族成为一个国家。
Later, the Israelite nation became a country.
尤其在大卫和所罗门作王的时代，国势强盛达到高峰。
And particularly under the reign of King David and King Solomon, the country attained a high level of power and prosperity.
但是所罗门之后，国家就分裂成南北两国。
However, after the reign of Solomon, the nation split off into two kingdoms.
而且后来相继被外族所灭，以色列人就成为了亡国奴。
And they were later successively eliminated by the four neighboring countries. And as a result, the Israelites lost their homeland and became a conquered people.
到了公元前500年左右，统治他们的外邦君王允许一些人回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
Then at around 500 BC, the foreign king who was ruling the Israelites at the time allowed some of them to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild their holy temple.
又过了几十年，外邦君王又允许尼希米回家乡带领以色列人重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
And after several more decades, the king also allowed Nehemiah to go back to his homeland and lead the Israelites to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
那尼希米曾经带动了一波属灵的复兴。
Previously, Nehemiah had stirred up a wave of spiritual revival among the Israelite people.
在他离开耶路撒冷一段时间再回来的时候，发现以色列人的属灵光景又变样了。
But after he left Jerusalem for a period of time and came back, he found that the spiritual state of the Israelites had degenerated.
其中一个让他痛心的，就是住在犹大地的以色列人娶了不相信神的女子为妻。
Among one of his heartbreaking discoveries was that the Israelites who were living in the land of Judah had married foreign wives.
在十三章二十五节，尼希米气到又骂又打，还拔人的头发。
So in Nehemiah chapter 13, you see Nehemiah rebukes the people, curses at them, beats them, and even pulls out their hair.
我不知道有多少教会会允许牧师这样做。从尼希米所说的话中，我们看到他责备众人有几方面的根据。
But from what Nehemiah said, you can see that he had several reasons for doing so.
首先在二十七节，他说他们嫁娶不信主的人是一个大恶。是干犯神。
First of all, verse 27 of Nehemiah chapter 13, it says that marrying non-Christians is a terrible wickedness and is being unfaithful to God.
干犯这个字，英文 NIV 圣经只翻作 unfaithful， 它淡化了严重性。
The phrase 干犯 in the English NIV version is merely translated as unfaithful. However, it does not really convey the seriousness of the act.
别的圣经翻译就把原文的严重性翻得比较清楚。
Other Bible versions seem to translate the original meaning of this phrase more carefully.
是 transgress against God, 或者是 act treacherously against God, 也就是中文圣经所翻的干犯神。
Transgressing against God or acting treacherously against God is closer to what the Chinese Bible translates as 干犯。
为什么这是大恶是干犯神呢？
Why is it considered a terrible wickedness, a transgression against God?
因为在出埃及记，神已经清楚了给以色列人这个训示和警告。
It is because when the Israelites first left Egypt, God gave them a clear commandment and warning.
在生命记第七章，又再次把这个命令清清楚楚地重新训示一次。
In Deuteronomy chapter 7, God gives this command clearly once again.
不可与他们结亲，不可将你的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿。
Deuteronomy 7:3 states, Do not marry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons.
因为他必使你儿子转离不跟从主，去侍奉别神。
For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods.
对神来说，什么是悖逆？
According to God, what is rebellion?
就是神已经明明清楚指示人不要做的事，人却偏偏去做。
It is when God clearly stipulates an action that man should not commit, but man nevertheless disobeys and does exactly what God commands against.
刚刚已经讲过，在配偶的选择上，神并没有定很多啰里啰嗦的规定。
So as we had discussed before concerning the selection of a marriage partner, God does not give us any rambling or long-winded commandments.
想看看其实我们所生活的社会及我们自己的父母所定的有形无形的条件规定更多呀。
In fact, when we think about it, the society that we live in and even our parents give us more rules.
当初我在读大学的时候和我太太开始交往。
When I was in college, my wife and I first started to date.
客观来说我想条件不算差吧。
Objectively speaking, I felt that my own personal qualities were pretty good.
但是她母亲举了三大原因劝她不要跟我交往。
But her mother raised three main objections as to why she should not date me.
第一，我是在台湾所谓的外省人。
The first was that in Taiwan, I was considered a foreigner.
因为我父亲是从上海去台湾的。
Because my father came to Taiwan from Shanghai.
虽然我的母亲是已经在台湾住了好几代的本省人，她母亲还是把我算作外省人。
And even though my mother's side of the family had been living in Taiwan for many generations, my current wife's mother still considered me to be a foreigner.
第二，我是老幺，我太太是老大。
Secondly, I'm the youngest in my family, and my wife was the oldest.
他母亲认为所有的老幺都是被宠坏的，所以我太太如果跟我结婚，将来会很苦命。
Her mama always considered the youngest in the family to be the most spoiled. So if my wife had married me, it would have been a hard life for her.
第三，他母亲不喜欢我的血型。
Third of all, her mother didn't like my blood type.
认为我这个血型的人都有某些缺点。
She regarded people with my same blood type have certain shortcomings and weaknesses.
三大反对的原因都不是我能够改变的。
However, these three big offenses were all factors that I was unable to change.
我生下来就是外省人，就是老幺，就是这个血型啊。
I was born as a foreigner, as the youngest in the family with a certain blood type.
照这样的标准，我一辈子都没有资格娶我太太。
If we were to use these guidelines, then I would never have been able to marry my current wife.
还好我岳母只是稍微表示一下反对意见就没有再坚持了。
Thankfully, my mother-in-law only expressed these disapprovals mildly and didn't insist on them.
而且后来我岳父岳母对我还相当的不错。
In fact, later my in-laws treated me exceptionally well.
那我算是很幸运的。
I was considered very fortunate.
但是中国无论是古代或是现代，有多少对情侣是被这些父母或社会文化当中的这些标准硬是给拆散了。
But in China, regardless of ancient or current times, there are many couples who are bound by the rules dictated by their parents or by society, and as a result, are forced to separate.
一定要门当户对吗？
Whether it be as a result of dissimilar status.
家庭成分背景不好的不行啊。
Family background not being good enough.
学历啊，经济条件呢？
Weak academic credentials.
我们还有对一些国家或肤色的偏见。
Or different prejudices against color or national origin.
我还遇到过几个例子，男女双方都是华人。
I've also encountered other examples of this. Both the male and the female partners are Chinese descent.
只是其中一方不会讲中文，就遭到父母强烈的反对。
But since one of the partners cannot speak Chinese, the parents object strongly to the relationship.
这些都是经常见到的人的标准。
This is a common example of going by human standards.
所以我们不要嫌神的标准太严苛。
So we cannot say that God's standards are too strict.
人的很多不合情、不合理、带着偏见的规定，神一个都没有提。
Humans themselves make more regulations and standards with more prejudices and irrationalities that God does not even bring up.
神只提出一个要求。
God himself only raises one request.
就是属神的子民在选择配偶的时候，绝对不要考虑不相信神的人。
That his people not consider non-believers when deciding on marriage partners.
理由是什么呢？
What is the reason for this?
因为要专一跟随神并不容易啊。
Because following God wholeheartedly is not easy.
我们都知道，就算夫妻两个人都信主，人的软弱和罪性仍然会让我们很容易受外在环境的影响。
We know that even if both partners are Christian believers, human weakness and sinfulness still make us very susceptible to the environment we live in.
唯有很坚定的信仰才能够保守我们不远离神。
Only firm faith will protect us and keep us from deviating from God.
也只有坚定的信仰才能够让我们在一时走偏的时候，一次又一次把我们带回到神的面前，重新走回到正道上。
And it is only through faith that when we we stray, that we would be able to come back to God.
信仰其实是人一切道德观、价值观、人生观的核心。
Faith actually influences the core of our outlook on life.
在无形当中深深影响我们在生活当中的大大小小的每一个决定。
It deeply affects both the large and the small decisions that we make in our everyday lives.
所以信神的人与不信神的人结为夫妻，不可能在生活当中什么事情都与信仰不发生冲突的。
Therefore, for Christians who marry non-Christians, it is impossible to not have any conflicts about how their faith affects their lives.
有一些基督徒坚持想要和没有信主的人结婚的时候，常会说：“我可以在结婚之后带他信主啊。”
There are some Christians who insist on marrying non-Christians, and they frequently claim that they will be able to bring their non-Christian spouse to Christ after marrying them.
但他们忽略了一个很重要的事实。
But they completely overlook one truth.
就是当他们把神清楚的指示放在一边的时候，他们已经开始在信仰上做了一大妥协。
That is, when they place aside God's clear instruction, this is already a large compromise of their faith.
一个人怎么可能一方面说自己会积极的带对方信主，却先带头做一件明明是背逆神的事呢？
How does one person say that they can bring their partner to Christ on one hand, yet commit an act that so clearly goes against God on the other?
新约哥林多后书第六章这样说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it says,
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
虽然这段经文不是针对婚姻讲的。
Even though this passage is not in direct reference to marriage,
所讲的原则却很显然适用在婚姻上配偶的选择。
Its principle clearly applies to choosing a marriage partner.
这段经文里面有好几个字眼，可能会让还没有信主的朋友看得很生气。
This passage has several terms that may make some of our non-Christian friends very angry.
怎么可以用无意义、黑暗、撒旦来描述不信主的人呢？
Why does this passage use wickedness, darkness, and Satan to describe those who do not believe in God?
其实圣经很清楚地讲，自从亚当夏娃犯罪以来，整个人类都落在罪恶的黑暗权势之下。
Actually, the Bible clearly states that ever since the fall of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden, all of mankind is subject to evil and dark powers.
所以，如果我们没有归向神、蒙神施恩拯救，我们就全都是不义。
So if we do not turn back to God and allow God's mercy to save us, then all of us will still be in darkness, wickedness.
我们全都仍然在黑暗当中，也全都仍然受撒旦的掌控和奴役。
We would all still be unrighteous and in the hands of Satan.
圣经讲到归向神，常常用一个词来描述，就是分别为圣。
So when the Bible speaks of turning back to the Lord, one phrase is frequently used to describe this, to set apart as holy.
意思是说，从世界的众人当中被分别出来，成为专属于神的。
That is to set apart from the people of the world and become children of God.
所以本来我们也是不义。
So originally we were unrighteous.
是因为神的恩典。被分别为圣出来。
Yeah, it is because of God's grace that we have been set apart.
既然已经分别为圣，怎么可以又回头与不属神的有很亲密的混合呢？
Therefore, since we are set apart, how can we turn back once again and commingle with those who do not belong to God?
如果混合，岂不是在公开的宣告？哎呀，虽然神说分别为圣很重要，我个人却觉得没那么重要。
If we do that, we are making this public declaration that even though God clearly commands that it is important for us to be set apart, I personally do not think this is very important.
这不只是自己得罪神，也是在害还没有信主的朋友轻看神的圣洁和神救赎的恩典。
However, this is not only a personal offense against God, but it also harms the non-Christians around us because you are leading them to look down upon the holiness and saving grace of God.
尼希米在13章26节特别举所罗门王做例子。
Nehemiah 13:26 specifically quotes King Solomon as an example.
所罗门的失败是清清楚楚记在以色列国家的历史上的。
Solomon's failure is clearly recorded in the history of the Israelite nation.
他刚做王的时候对神有一个非常单纯敬畏的心。
When Solomon first became king, he had a very pure heart towards God.
不向神求财富，只求有智慧来好好带领整个国家来敬畏神。
He did not request any wealth from God, but only wisdom to lead his country to revere and honor God.
神悦纳他的祷告，不仅赐给他远超过世上众人的智慧，也赐给他无人能比的财富。
God listened to his prayer and blessed him richly.
但他这个蒙福的人后来晚节不保，失去神的祝福。
But when he grew old, Solomon lost his blessing from God.
关键就在于他漠视神的命令，去娶不信神的女子为妻妾。
Because he neglected the command of God and married foreign women.
为什么他会去娶不信神的女子为妻妾呢？
Why did Solomon marry these foreign women in his later years?
当然，眼目和肉体的情欲是一个很可能的主因。
Lust from the eyes or from the flesh is certainly one possibility.
但另外一个原因是他在成功当中对于自己拥有神的祝福过于自满自信。
However, another reason could be that because Solomon was given such great success, he became complacent and overconfident about God's blessing.
他就在属灵的警醒上大大退步。
And so his level of spiritual discernment greatly declined over time.
今天有一些基督徒与非基督徒交往论及婚嫁的时候，也是以一种自信的态度夸口说，就算对方结婚之后没有马上信主，我自己还是会在信仰上很坚定，很爱主，丝毫不会受影响。
Today, when some Christians date non-Christians and are considering marriage, they also have this type of boastful attitude, believing that even if their non-Christian spouse does not become a believer at once upon marriage,The Christians themselves will stay near to God, love God, and not be influenced by their non-believing spouse.
在我认识的人当中，就有一些是曾经如此夸口。
Even among some of the people that I know, there are those Christians who have boasted of this.
但是这样的夸口都是在结婚前，最多只是在结婚的头几年。
However, this confident attitude is only present before marriage, or at best during their early years of their marriage.
后来，如果是还在教会的。多半会在神面前低头谦卑地承认自己实在是做了一个不顺服神的选择。
Later, the majority of them will bow before God and humbly admitted that they had committed an act that was unpleasing to God.
而且跟所罗门一样，在这件极其重要的事情上轻视神的命令，总是会造成属灵上的一大破口，带来亏损。
Just as an example of King Solomon, neglecting to follow God's commands in such an important area of one's life will result in large spiritual decline.
有几个跟我们夫妻比较熟的人就跟我们讲过坦诚的心底话。
There are a few couples who my wife and I know pretty well who have spoken to us pretty frankly regarding this matter.
他们说虽然后来已经向神认罪，神也有丰盛的慈爱，有赦罪的恩典，但是每一个决定都有一些必然的后果。
They say that even though they later confessed their sins to God in this matter, and God still showed His abundant love and mercy to them, their decisions still carried many consequences.
一直到今天，他们依然在尝当初所做决定的后果。
Even today, they still face some of the consequences and experience the bitter fruit of these decisions.
他们诚心盼望每一位年轻的弟兄姐妹们都不要重蹈他们的覆辙。
Therefore, they sincerely ask every young Christian brother and sister not to make the same mistake that they had made.
因为那真的是可以为自己带来不小的亏损，而某些亏损可以是几十年甚至是一辈子的。
Because they know that such a decision can certainly bring upon a large amount of spiritual decline, and that the consequences of this decision can last for decades or even a lifetime.
有人在1977年做了一个调查。
There was a survey done in 1977.
发现基督徒与基督徒结婚的夫妻20年之后还有 92% 维持信仰，经常去教会。
The survey found that of Christians who married Christians, 92% of them maintained their faith even through 20 years of marriage and also attended church regularly.
但是与非基督徒结婚的 72% 后来远离神，不再去教会。
However, of Christians who marry non-Christians, 72% of them abandon their faith and do not attend church anymore.
根据我自己与许多人接触交谈的经验，我认为这个数字一点都不夸张。
As I myself have encountered many people with this similar topic, I do not regard these figures to be exaggerated.
所罗门娶不信神的人为妻，不只是带来个人的亏损，也让后世的子孙遭受亏损。
Solomon's marriage to foreign women not only led to his own personal downfall, but also led to the downfall of his offspring.
他在婚姻的事情上不敬畏神，带头犯罪。
Because in the case of his marriage, he did not revere God, he served as the first offender.
以至于在他之后的南北两国，从君王到百姓都普遍的不敬畏神。
And so as a result, in both the southern and northern kingdoms, the people ranging from kings to laymen all followed in his footsteps.
南国还短期的出现过几个稍微好一点的王。
And so while the southern kingdom still produced a few good kings,
而北国两百多年当中二十个王连个好的都没有。
However, in the 200 years of the northern kingdom, not one of the 20 kings was good.
圣经常常用一句话来简单的描述每一个王执政时候那个国家的光景。
The Bible frequently uses the phrase to characterize the reign of the northern kings as they each did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那句话就是他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
They each did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
后来尼希米带领属灵革新之后，以色列人在嫁娶的事情上仍然重新犯同样的罪，就是因为一代一代的坏榜样产生了根深蒂固的坏影响，模糊了人敬畏神的观念。
Later, when we see that the Israelites committed similar transgressions in terms of marriage, we see that this is a result of generations of bad role models, which generated deep and lasting bad influences.
而行耶和华眼中看为恶的事这句话第一次在列王记中出现，讲的就是所罗门。
Yet, so when we see the phrase, they did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord, when that first appeared, it was referring exactly to the actions of Solomon regarding his marriage to foreign women.
First appeared in 1 Kings.
In 1 Kings.
就是讲的就是他娶了不信神的女子为妃嫔之后，不再专一跟随神。
It refers to the actions of Solomon regarding his marriage to foreign women and his failure to follow God wholeheartedly.
我刚刚讲过的几位朋友也的确看到他们当初的决定后来在属灵的层面上害孩子遭受亏损。
Regarding the friends that I mentioned before, they said they saw how much their decision to marry the non-Christians later produced much suffering for their children.
在教会当中孩子都会被劝勉要专一信靠神。
In the church, the children were instructed to solely rely on God.
但是在家中，孩子看到的实例是父亲或母亲年轻的时候在信仰上的妥协。
But in the household, what the children actually saw was how their parents had compromised their faith when they were younger.
我认识这些孩子，看他们长大，知道他们经历了一些挣扎，也知道那些父母的眼泪。
I knew these children personally, saw them grow up, and knew the struggles they had gone through. I also knew the many tears that their parents had cried.
还是同样的一句话，只要人肯悔改归向神，神总有丰盛的恩典和慈爱。
Yet, in spite of situations such as these, we know that as long as we repent and turn back to God, He will have sufficient grace and love to cover us.
但是如果我们懂得在重大的决定上好好尊主为大，真的可以省掉很多不必要的辛酸和痛苦。
However, if we are able to avoid these transgressions in the face of momentous decisions,we can prevent a lot of unnecessary suffering and pain.
我们华人当中虔诚信主超过几代的基督徒家庭不多。
Among us Chinese people, there are few families who have been committed wholly to God for several generations.
所以我们比较少感受到信仰的传承影响可以有多大。
Therefore, we seldomly experience how large the influence of this passing on of the faith can be.
如果和一些西方的基督徒家庭多一点深入交往，就可以看到好的信仰传承可以带来多大的祝福。
However, if we have the opportunity to get to know Western Christians a little deeper, we can see how large a blessing this passing on that they can be to their subsequent generations.
我们想看看戴德森的家族。
For example, let's look at James Hudson Taylor's family.
多少代爱主侍奉主。
How many generations of this family love the Lord?
而且去到自己文化肤色不同的人群当中当宣教士几代了。
And even went beyond to those who were different from them, both culturally and racially, in order to serve the Lord.
去年有一位 Finn Toyerson 来教会分享，相信很多人都印象深刻，深受感动。
Last year there was an individual, Finn Toyerson, who came to our church to share, and I believe that he impressed and moved many of you deeply.
将近七十年前，一位挪威的宣教士在对日抗战期间，因为保护山西的中国居民而死在山西。
Nearly 70 years ago, a Norwegian minister died in Shanxi in order to protect the citizens of that region.
后来，外国的宣教士全都被迫，宣教士家庭都被迫离开中国。
Later, all the foreign ministers and their families were forced to leave China.
而这位叶牧师的孩子们不止全都持守信仰，而且始终思念 在山西的那个老家。
However, the children of this Norwegian minister all kept their faith and also kept the nostalgic memories of their home in 山西。
几十年后，神竟然很奇妙的开门，让他们可以回到山西河曲那个小地方去探望故居和老邻居。
So decades later, God opened the doors for these children to return to their village in 山西 in order to see their old house and visit their old neighbors.
后来，神竟然又很奇妙的引导孙子辈的 Finn Torjesen。回到山西去为神做又新又奇妙的福音工作。
What's more, the Lord even allowed Finn Torjesen, the grandson of this Norwegian minister, to return to 山西 to accomplish new and amazing works for the Lord.
你稍微跟他们多交谈，就不可能不感受到那种经历到神同在的兴奋和喜乐。
If you delve into the conversation with them, you can't not comprehend the amount of excitement and joy that this later generation felt in experiencing God being among them.
再深入多了解一点，你就了解，你就知道，把单纯虔诚敬畏神的心一代一代的传下去，是多么重要，又是多么宝贵的事。
You can also experience the importance and the preciousness of being able to pass on the faith from generation to generation.
我们在座绝大多数的人都是家中第一代慕道或者信主的。
Among some of you here, you may be the first in your family to believe in Christ or to hear the gospel.
我们对信仰上的很多事情真的还不太有概念。
Therefore, some of us may not have a clear grasp of various aspects of the Christian faith.
我们常常也还没有想这么远，会去看重透过家庭把纯正的信仰一代一代的传递下去。
And often, it does not occur to us to think so far into the future as to pass on our faith to future generations.
希望今天的这段圣经能够帮助我们所有人都有一个新的开始。
However, I hope that today's message helps us all to have a new beginning.
我们不要把神的这个命令看作是神很冷酷、严苛、束缚人的不合理规定。
We should not regard God's commandment, as a portrayal of God being cruel or strict.
要看到神的美意，是要蒙神救赎的人做个要各个建立敬虔爱主的家庭。
Yeah, we should instead see God's good intention in this, such that all who are saved will be able to establish families that love the Lord wholeheartedly.
能够一代一代为主做美好的见证。
In that we will serve as good witnesses to God throughout the generations.
也一代一代蒙受神更大的祝福。
And receive even more blessings throughout many generations.
所以就算是我们在座当中的慕道朋友。
So for those among us who are non-Christians.
我都诚恳地邀请你们向神祷告求信心来早早信主受洗。
I sincerely ask that you pray to God and ask for the faith to believe in Christ.
无论是为自己、为家人、为孩子，我们越早信主，都是对他们认识神、蒙受神的祝福越有帮助。
Regardless of whether it is for yourself, your family, or your children, the earlier you believe in God, the easier it will be for them to know God and for them to be blessed through you.
而我们当中做父母的，不只是应该用言教和身教把孩子带到神的面前来。
And for those of us who are parents, not only should we teach by words and actions to bring our children to God,
也可以常常为你孩子将来的配偶向神祷告祈求。
We should also frequently pray for the future marriage partners of our children.
当然，我尤其盼望每一位单身的基督徒都愿意坚定地立下心志，只向神求已经信主而且爱主的弟兄姐妹来做配偶。
I also especially hope that each Christian brother or sister who is single today can have a firm commitment to pray to God for a partner who is a Christian, who already believes in the Lord.
好几年前有一位女学生来我们教会聚会一段时间之后找我谈，表示想要受洗。
Many years ago, there was a female student who attended our church for a while who came to me to discuss the idea of getting baptized.
但她却在同时与系上一位不信主的人开始谈恋爱。
Yet at the same time, she was starting a relationship with someone who is not a believer.
我告诉他，他现在想同时进行的两件事情是彼此冲突的。
I told her the two things that she was trying to do were conflicting.
如果信神，就不要继续朝一个不合神心意的方向走。
If she believed in God, then she cannot continue to walk in a path that did not align with God's will.
我知道当时他已经动了点感情，所以他心中很为难。
At the time, I knew that she had already invested in the relationship, so her heart was still wavering.
但我也知道他与那男同学才刚开始交往。
However, I also knew that she and the boy had only started the relationship not too long ago.
所以我就很诚恳地劝她好好祷告，把心中的挣扎都处理清楚了，再来谈受洗。
So I advised her to carefully pray and settle the struggles in her heart before discussing this topic of baptism.
我这个人真的不是很冷血又很心的，能够劝这个实在是肺腑之言。
I am not a cold-blooded or merciless person, but the advice is truly from my heart.
感谢神，不久之后，神就帮助那个女学生断了那段感情。
Praise the Lord, not long after the girl ended the relationship.
后来她也受洗了。
And she was later baptized.
几年之后，她成长为一位很爱主的姐妹。
Years later, she became a sister who loved the Lord dearly.
神也很奇妙地把她和一位很爱主的弟兄牵在一起。
And the Lord also brought to her a brother in Christ who also loved the Lord.
这时候他们两人都强烈地感受到，原来神让他们等候，是因为神在他们身上已经有一个很美好的预备。
Through this experience, they realized that God had allowed them to wait because God had the best plans in store for them.
所以看到这位姐妹因为愿意信靠顺服神，经历了神的祝福，我很为她高兴。
I was extremely happy for this sister because she had been willing to trust and submit to God and as a result experienced God's blessing.
也希望所有单身的弟兄姐妹都有同样的心智。
And so I hope that all the single brothers and sisters in this room have a similar perspective.
当然我们当中多数的夫妻在结婚的时候双方都还没有信主。
Of course, there are many among us today who are not Christians when they first got married.
有的仅仅后来夫妻都信主受洗了。
For some, both partners believed and became baptized.
不过也有的是一方信了，另一方却久久不信，那怎么办？
However, for others, one partner believes and the other still does not believe after a long time. What to do then?
就有人曾经问我，他是信主之前结婚的，那是否代表他和他的配偶并不是神配在一起的？
Someone once asked me, if they hadn't believed in God before their marriage, doesn't this mean that their marriage is not ordained by God?
哥林多前书第七章十二到十六节给了很清楚的指示。
First Corinthians 7, verse 12 to 16 gives us very clear instructions.
信主之前已经结婚的，基本的原则是仍然守住原来的婚姻。
For those who got married before believing in Christ, the basic principle is to stay married.
创世纪第二章说，婚姻制度是神创造世界的时候一个美意的设计。
Genesis 2 says that marriage is something that God had originally planned with a beautiful intention when he first created the world.
而神的心意是要人结为夫妻，就二人成为一体，不要再分开。
And God's intention is that when two people get married, the two become one and should not be separated.
所以结婚之后，一方信主了，另一方没信，夫妻仍然不应该分开。
So, if after marriage, if one partner believes but the other does not, the couple should still not separate.
除非是配偶因为你信主了，他坚决反对，拒绝和你继续在一起。
Unless your partner rejects you because of your belief in Christ and refuses to stay with you any longer.
在那种情形下，圣经说，为了维持和睦的关系，才同意让他离去。
In that situation, the Bible says that in order to maintain harmony, you can let him leave.
但是请特别注意，基本的原则是信主的一方总要尽可能的守住这个婚姻，绝对不轻易放弃。
However, keep in mind that the basic principle is that the believing partner in the marriage should try as hard as he or she can to maintain the marriage and should not give up easily.
而且先信主的一方当尽己所能的来带领配偶信主。
Moreover, they should not use faith as an excuse to end the marriage.
然后先信主，让尽己所能的带领配偶信主。Try to lead the.
Oh, and they should also try as hard as they can to bring their unbelieving partner to Christ.
在这种情形之下，信的一方和不信主的配偶过婚姻生活，并不是悖逆神。
So in these circumstances, the believing partner and their non-believing spouse living together in marriage is not in rebellion to God's plan.
而是尊重神对婚姻的设计，是顺从神，是爱神。
But rather, it is a demonstration of respect for God's establishment of marriage and a demonstration of submission and reliance on God.
最后，我用“尊主为大”这句话来做总结。
Lastly, I want to use the phrase "honoring God" as my concluding remark.
如果我们相信神是一位美善的神。就让我们凭信心在凡事上尊主为大。
If we believe that God is a great and loving God, then let us always regard God in the highest priority in everything we do through faith.
愿意所有的基督徒在配偶的选择上都尊主为大。
Therefore, I wish that for all Christians when selecting a spouse that they would put God first.
目的不是只在期望神赐给我们一位最合我们心意的配偶。
Our motive should not be to ask God for a partner that is most desirable to our hearts.
而是求神帮助我们自己从一个尊主伟大的人。
But rather to ask God to make ourselves into an individual that is willing to put God first.
让我们的配偶也成为一个尊主伟大的人。
And for our spouse to become an individual who is willing to put God first.
好让我们有一个尊主伟大的婚姻，建立尊主伟大的家庭，培育出尊主伟大的孩子。
Such that we have a marriage that is honoring to God, so that we can have a family that puts God first and raise children who put God first.
将尊主伟大的心智一代一代的传递下去，为神的国度培育许许多多。尊主伟大的子民。
We should pass along this desire to put God first to subsequent generations, so that we can raise the people who are willing to put God first for His kingdom.
接下来我们要擘饼纪念主。
Next, we will break the bread in memory of Christ.
让我们先花点时间，个人在神面前安静。
Let us first take some time to quiet our individual hearts before the Lord.
我们一方面省察自己，一方面也来聆听和神借着今天的这段经文对我们自己说什么。
Let us also meditate on what this says today.
我们一点时间短短的个人安静。
Let us have a moment of silent meditation.